Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Good morning. 7:05, it's Memorial Day. That's right, Memorial Day. It's a three-day weekend to a lot of people. It's a three-day weekend to everybody for the most part, unless you're here with us. And my guys know that they're never off on Memorial Day. May the 27th, phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room's open. Good morning, people. Today, I imagine that we don't have to worry too much about Wells Fargo advisors because I think the stock markets are shut down.
Yeah.
Okay. But we still have to worry about the weather there, Bad Bomb.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And as a matter of fact, what we've got for weather right now is got rain. It says mainly after 11 a.m., but we're seeing it outside right now. High of 67 degrees. Showers will continue likely through tonight, then taper off around midnight. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday as we get back into the work week, and a high near 77 currently in Redding. It is 57 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. They'll be open this week. Of course, they have lunches, brunches, and sporting clays, horseback riding, pizza nights on Thursdays, music on the weekends, and always great food at Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. A lot of things going on today. So let's kind of go through them. If you're sitting out there trying to figure out, what should we do today? Well, let's start at Longcrest today, Longcrest Memorial Park. 1522 East Cypress starts at 9 o'clock. They're going to have speakers and ceremonies out there. 11 o'clock is out at Anderson Cemetery at 2500 Cemetery Lane in Anderson. They start at 11 o'clock. Reading Memorial Park, McDonald's funeral home at 1201 Continental Street. At 1:30 is the start time. You know, it's a big cemetery out there. They set up, that's really a good, also another great ceremony. And of course, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at Igo, starting at 5:55, military music provided by Foothills High School, bell ceremony honoring speakers, veteran service speakers, including a World War II, aviator. He's really an interesting fellow. You need to go out there for that. Special musicals, presentations, and a flyover, courtesy of Reading Jet Center. You know, here's the thing, is that, and then one of the most important, of course, occurs this Thursday, which is truly what Memorial Day is, May 30th. That's the traditional day. It's going to be at Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock, Reef Lanes. I think there's a lunch afterwards. But try to get to one of these ceremonies. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know, you got a lot to remember today. A lot of people that you could probably just say, and if you don't say it physically to them, if you don't shake their hands, and perhaps just say, thank you. Thank you for your service. We'll be right back.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Memorial Day, May the 27th, even though it's the traditional one, of course, is May 30th. This started out, you know, Memorial Day started off as Decoration Day in 1868. Though there's several others that will say that they heard that there were some established in 1864, that in fact in 1865, a number of black Union soldiers had a ceremony remembering, the war and the end of it. The original, that has, you know, the question I have, and as I guess maybe you have, as many others, has the original meaning of Memorial Day lost the message? I saw an ad yesterday in the paper that frankly turned me really off. It said, Memorial Day Mania. And I'm thinking, I've obviously lost, you know, I mean, they have no concept of what they're doing here with that kind of ad. I looked through all the other ads and there's Memorial Day sales, Memorial Day this, Memorial Day that. Not one said, hey, thank you to our veterans. Thank you to those who lost their lives. But Memorial Day Mania, what a slap at those who've been in the military, but those who have died in the service of our country. Memorial Day Mania. And I think that's one of the things that we are losing here. It's that it's just a 3-day weekend. It's the beginning of summer. It's hot dogs. It's hamburgers. It's potato salad.
On the lake.
It's drinking on the lake. It's out there. It's Slaughterhouse Island. I mean, that's what it is. But it's, you know, where people can enjoy life. And I'm not saying don't enjoy life. God knows I enjoy life. But this is the day that if it's official, that's you, it's the official day that we recognize people, recognize our veterans, those who have died. Then let's recognize it. Let's recognize it in the sense of the fact that how about a minute of silence? How about going out to one of these ceremonies? How about instead of just the older people that you see at many of these. Why not the grandkids? Why not the kids? Why not bring classes of kids out? Why not get together the kids on the street and let them take a look and let them find out what Memorial Day is truly about men and women who have given their life for this country? And I can tell you is that the 100% of those people who died for this country would have preferred to stay alive. I'm almost, you know, I can say that without hesitation. 100% of those who died for this country would have liked to have stayed alive. They died at age 16, 17, 15, 20, 40, 50. They died for this country. And this is the time that we need to sit down and maybe just think about that. Sometimes sit down, take the kids, sit them down and say, this is what Memorial Day is about. How many teachers did that last week? That last day of school. Hey, Memorial Day is coming. Or I think they still have school. I'm not even sure. I know some are out. But this is what Memorial Day is. How many families are sitting down right now or sometime today and say, you know, we're going to go out to this ceremony. Oh, why, Dad? Why, Mom? Because you need to know about this. You need to know about the men and women who came before you that gave you the freedom to sit there and play your X games or watch TV or read the trash that you read right now. The men and women have died for that. So I think it's a time that if you haven't done it, then you should. It's also another time. It's one of the two or three times a year that I say this. Maybe two, this is the second, or the first is Memorial Day, the second is Veterans Day. If you know a veteran, thank him or her. Tell him that, hey, you know what, I appreciate what you did. Most veterans are very, they get a little embarrassed about this. When somebody tells me, oh, thank you for serving our country. You know, I can't help but think it's an honor to serve this country, a total honor to serve this country. So you don't really have to thank me, but I appreciate you taking the time to think about that. Bad Bob? Oh, gosh, we got somebody on the line. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. This is Bill. I just wanted to call you and thank you for the sacrifices that you made for our country and let you know that we do appreciate you and all the veterans. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for that. You know, I'll take that. You know what? I'll take that. Thank you for all the veterans around here that are listening or can't be here, can't be with us, but I sure appreciate that. That was very nice of you to do that. Bob, you served in the Navy.
Yes.
And what's Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, I look back at the very fact that I can sit in front of this microphone and, you know, we can poke fun at the folks back east and the folks down in Sacramento and question their actions without worrying about that knock on the door. That debt was paid for in blood, the right to be able to do that, that we can still do that.
That's right. You know, and where, you know, I will say things about the dumbness of Democrats, and that's because they're in charge. As I've said about the dumbness of Republicans when they were in charge, or the stupid things they think of. It's true. We can say that, and I have the freedom to say that. I mean, you're starting to see now where they're doing researches, you know, the Obama administration's doing, you know, starting to put the pressure on the press. And frankly, I think that is as big a mistake as trying to put restrictions on the Second Amendment. Once you start putting restrictions on the First Amendment, and you don't have to do it, it's executive order, or you can start searching for things, but all of a sudden what it does is it casts a pall on the freedom of speech and for those reporters and news agencies to go out and find the things that an administration does wrong. Even courts, if they've been in bed with them for the last 6 years.
Courts call it a chilling effect, and as a journalist, former and current myself, it is a scary proposition that there's a lot of countries where they would be very glad to have the kind of freedom of the press that we still have. Yes, there's a lot of influence, but at the end of the day, I think that a lot of people who call themselves journalists do seek truth and do have and when that is threatened, when that voice is threatened to be cut off, I think the administration has made a very serious error.
Well, good. Let's take a break on that one. I think they have too, especially when they just have found through the latest investigations is that the investigation of the Fox reporter was approved at the highest levels, meaning Holder. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on this day, Memorial Day. So Memorial Day is really May 30th. We are doing an official celebration today, May 27th. There's going to be a lot of things happening. There's Anderson at 11. There's the Longcrest at 9 o'clock, so head on down there. Right in Memorial Park at McDonald's Funeral Home and the cemetery there at 1:30. And, of course, Northern California Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 this evening. And Thursday, the traditional day, Memorial Day, will be at the Veterans Grove. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee on a day like this. And then when it gets hot, they have the greatest cold drinks. Veterans always get discounts. Remember that. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley. Great people. Frank Rose is with me. Frank?
Good morning, all you troopers out there.
Frank, you're a veteran.
Yes, sir.
Who did you serve with?
I served with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment Recon during the Korean era.
The Korean
from 53 to 55. I got drafted right out of high school.
So, you know, a lot of people don't even understand what the draft was. I mean, they don't know what the draft was. They don't know is that your name was entered as soon as you graduated. You could, well, I guess you got a deferment to go to college. And then at the end of that, or right out of high school, your name was entered into your selective, you signed up as soon as you hit 18 with your selective service board. And then lo and behold, a few months later, you get a notice that says report.
Yes, they drafted, during the height of the Korean War, they were drafting out of state of Pennsylvania from where I'm from. They were doing 36,000, a month to, fill all the new slots, for the guys that were coming back. Of course, they had to replenish them. So,
yeah.
You had to go through basic training and all of that, but it happened right out of high school. And, you say, oh my, oh my, oh my. But it was a great thing because it does change your life and give you a purpose and understanding and respect. And that's what life's all about. And you carry that with you right on through life.
Well, I think so. I think that, the thing I always liked about it, the thing I always liked about the military is if you have people from, just middle class America, you could have people in there from the ghettos. I say ghettos, but the lower income, city types. And you could have very rich people, literally the silver spoon in their mouths type would be put together and forced to interact as a team. And that had to teach people a lot about other groups of people and different races, different ethnic groups, different religions, all that. The military is truly the melting pot of America. We talk about America, but the military truly is, because not only is it just you go in, you're trained to become a team.
You said something very true, and I had an experience when I was going through basic training, because they were taking people from Pennsylvania and the South at the time. So not only the North blacks were brought in, but the Southern blacks were brought in, and so you had two different fractions of the black. Their mental attitudes were different. Now you get mixed that with the white. Now you had three different fractions all have to work in together. And, it was difficult for the North and the South blacks to work together because their cultures were different. But when they came down to it, the sergeant come in and said, look, all you guys, hey, we're all troopers together and you better back each other up. You got to stop all this inner fighting because you got people you're going to get ready to fight. So you better forget all that, inner fighting stuff.
It worked.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think that's it. That's a way, that's what the draft did. And the military still does that. But it, again, even though people think that, you're just taking poor people into the military. If you take a look at the demographics of our military, you'll see that the vast majority are from middle class families, that fill out the military that are better educated, stronger, faster than their counterparts out in civilian society, and they're a lot safer inside the military than they are out in their in civilian society. But the Frank Rose is one of the supreme boosters of veterans in this area. You've been recognized so many times, Veteran of the Year. You're then Italian.
Yes.
Italian of the Year, which is cool too.
Yes.
But every time there's something going on, you're there.
Well, that's the spirit that you have to carry, and you share it with everyone that is a veteran. And those who are not, you, like you were saying, hey, say thank you to a veteran, because even a veteran says thank you to a veteran. And it's something that's inculcated into your being. Once you grow up, your parents teach you that as well, and then the military teaches that as well, and respect for your government and your fellow man.
Well, Frank's the gentleman you see always around with the camera, always taking photos at any event. I have never seen an event that you aren't out there taking photos. You're kind of like the official photographer of any veterans organization.
And the good old Sons of Italy, which I wear a vest that says Sons of Italy on it. So we're all brothers.
Well, we are. Anyway, Frank, I just wanted to say thank you. And you're in here today to take photos of people.
Yep.
They come in. And you brought donuts, which made Just Bob happy because Just Bob loves eating those sweet things. You got to keep his fingers out of there so he has room for others. But thank you so much for coming in. And, I salute you because you're so much in part of our community and so much in support of our veterans. So thank you very much.
I want to thank you for allowing me to bring guys in too.
Well, that's easy. It's always easy when you have somebody bringing in, guests. Because God knows I get confused. No. Anyway, what are you going to be doing today on Memorial Day?
I'm going to be going up to Igo.
At Igo?
Yep, take pictures up there because I'm also a historian for the support group for Igo Cemetery.
Okay. All right. Frank Rose has been our guest. We'll be right back. We've got some mud runs coming. That's what we're going to talk about that too, but that's also a veterans organization. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, a new survey says there's no gap between younger baby boomers and Generation Xers when it comes to retirement. Both groups face an uncertain future. The survey by the Pew Charitable Trust says those two groups lag behind older groups in the struggle to save enough for retirement. Reduced savings, high levels of debt, and losses during the recession are the key obstacles. Gen Xers ages 38 to 47 lost almost half their wealth from 2007 to 2010. Baby boomers ages 48 to 57 lost less wealth overall. That's because early boomers are in better shape from having benefited from the dot-com boom of the 90s and the housing bubble of the past decade. Experts say you need enough money at retirement to replace 70% of your annual income. Late baby boomers are on track to hit 60% of income, while Gen Xers are at only 50%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 50 degrees out there. It looks like we're going to have rain today, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, another veteran. Thank you, Jeff, for your service. He can fix chips in your windshield from a small chip up to a cracks over 24 inches long. Go down and see Jeff at 3208 Market Street right here in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He repaired a 12-inch crack on my windshield, gosh, 4 years ago, and you can't even tell it's there. Okay, I'm here with a couple of our local talents here, of course. Dusty Taylor, whom you may not have heard so much about, but is a veteran of Afghanistan. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and thank you so much for your service. You were in the Army. And what part of Afghanistan were you in?
Oh, I was all over the place. First time we got there, we were next to Iran, and we went all the way to Pakistan. So
yep,
you were seeing it all.
And, of course, Chris McCandless. Chris,
well, hello there. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning. Now, you two are here not just for me to say thank you, which I would do, and thank you, Chris, for your support of the veteran community.
You know, I'd like to say one thing about you, sir, that, you know, some people go into military as followers, but you went in as a leader, and I want to thank you for what you've done leading men in military and the Marines. You're a good man.
Well, thank you. I think there's some people around here who might question that every so often. not to my face, of course. You're here, though, to talk about the Tough Mudder event.
Correct.
So we're going to take a few minutes to do that. What is the Tough Mudder event, Dusty?
It's a 10 to 12-mile obstacle course where there's probably about 28 or so obstacles where you just run through them and get all dirty and muddy. So it's
they have a ditch there that's filled with mud, right? It's like a quarter mile long.
Yeah, I don't say a quarter mile, but it's still pretty long that you have to go through, and over walls and under ice water and all kinds of good stuff. So it's put on by the British Special Forces, who designed it and everything. So
why would you do this?
I don't know. It's a lot of fun, you know.
Okay.
People always question that, too, is why would you pay to do this?
You know what? I have been in events where I've asked myself halfway through. I paid 50 bucks to do this. But I've done the mud runs. We had them up. We had them at El Toro back in the I think they might have moved it to Camp Pendleton after they shut El Toro down. But it was during the 90s. And it wasn't as long as this one. It was like a 5-mile race. Right. But you had, you know, go over fences and run and go through an obstacle course. But the big thing was getting into the ditch where the mud was. This was horrendous. Mud up past your knees in some spots. In fact, we were just talking. I think there could still be people missing that was buried in that ditch. Okay. And it smelled.
Yeah.
And it rots. You know, I don't want, you know, as I think back on it.
Why did I really do that?
Well, there was two or three reasons. But, you know, the fact is that because it was there and we were young and we thought, hey, we can do this. All right, now, how much – but you're raising money right now.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
Second annual fundraiser for us to go down there. And, okay. Of course, Homer Brown's going to be there also. The money that we raise to pay our way into Tough Mudder is actually – they take a portion of that and put it towards Wounded Warriors Project also.
Great. Okay, and to do this, Chris, now you come into this. There's going to be a Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. Okay, first of all, Dusty, tell everybody what the name of your team is.
Team Monkey Wrench. Bunch of mechanics, and we like to monkey around.
Okay. All right, Chris, you're going to have a Spaghetti Feed fundraiser here.
Yes, we are. We got the beautiful, wonderful women, Kathy and Millie from Classique Cafe, going to be in there. And let me tell you, those girls.
Our favorite women in the
they
world.
They are the greatest. They do everything for the veterans, and we just love them to pieces. They're going to have spaghetti, and if you've never had Kathy and Millie spaghetti, you're missing out. You got to come
check
it out.
I have, and they're such nice people. And if you don't go down to Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue this week, you're not a good person. You need to go. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Good guys and the bad guys. Good guys go down to Millie's and Kathy's Classic Cafe. Great people. It's like a mini museum there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so are they donating this, or how?
Yeah, they're donating their time to do this, and we also have Jones Fort. Patrick Jones is going to come there. We're going to have an auction. We're going to have a key item auction for weapons and stuff. So
guns, there'll be guns.
Those of you that like weapons, come on out.
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, June 8th at 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It only costs $10. Excuse me. It only costs $10.
Yeah.
And you can get those by calling you, Chris, at 524-5530 or stop by Patrick Jones.
Or Kathy
Jones,
and Millie's.
Jones Fort. Or, yeah, at Kathy and Millie's Classy Cafe.
Absolutely.
It's a great deal. Now, so how many are on your team, Dusty?
So far, we're looking at about eight people.
Eight people. Men and women or just men?
Men and women.
All right. We're in a fully integrated.
Oh, yeah.
Army strong. okay. Now, when you go, now, how long does it take you to do this?
Last year we did it also. Is the kind of like, is actually the same course. So it took us a little over 4 hours to do.
4 hours.
And there's three on our team back then. So we're
getting. Y'all have to finish together, or how many of you have to get through it together?
It's
half or three fourths or something like that.
It's not really a competition of when you finish or how you finish. It's that you finish. Oh. And, you know, it's a personal accomplishment, of course.
Okay.
I did all the obstacles and I finished.
And as a team, you help your team members to make it through. It's
well, that's what we did. We had a four-man team and we all dressed in purple t-shirts and camouflage utility trousers. At the end, you couldn't tell what color we were, or of any kind, by the time we finished it. But it was, we finished together. We linked arms and ran across the finish line. I think they had, then you had to have three-fourths of your team or something come together, but we just, we're like you. Right. We weren't going to be winning, but we were going to get our people across. And we got, you know, it was worth it. And if you've never ever seen one of these, it's got to be on TV someplace.
It's look it up on YouTube. You'll look see it up all on kinds YouTube. Of videos.
Okay. So that's going to be in July, but they are having a fundraiser on Saturday, June 8th at 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson. You can get your tickets by calling Chris McCandless at 524-5530. Go to Jones Fort. Or stop by the Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue.
And we really want you to stop by there and go there and take your family for a breakfast. Have you ever had home cooking? Oh, my God.
Their lunches. And then once a month, Kathy and Millie have a special feed that's from some other country. It'd be like they'll do a German night or Spanish night or something like that. And that is just outstanding, too. All right, Team Monkey Wrench, second annual. Tough Mudder event, and the proceeds from this go to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project and our own local Homeward Bound Project.
Absolutely. And, you know, Carl, I'd like to say something also is that we have the Veterans Museum is open today from 10 to 5 o'clock.
Thank you. I forgot to mention
that. Yeah, and it's free today. Guys, it's free today. You need to go out there and honor your veterans. And for those of you folks out there, I know you're waking up and you're looking at the rain outside, and I'm a civilian, but you know what? Our guys that are over there fighting for our country – and men like Carl, men like all my son and all of those guys were out there. You know, they couldn't just stay inside because of the rain. So don't, you know, put a rain jacket on. Go out and honor your veterans. It's not hard to do. You know, go out there and just show your love because, you know, freedom is not free.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
this Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Since 1988, they've been providing their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon some of the best water you've ever had from their own base, their own spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. We use it. We like it. Nothing too much happens. I don't feel like throwing up afterwards. I feel soothed. All right. Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, is in here today. So what's...
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, you know, it's a day of respect. You know, we've got so many... This country's been blessed by so many people who are willing to put their lives on the line. And, you know, we all benefit from that. So it's certainly a special day.
I think it's a special day. I think people have gotten away from it. What do you think?
I think that's true about a lot of things.
Huh? You know what? I think that's true. So when you say that.
People just, they're all about the 3-day weekend rather than why they have the 3-day weekend. I think that's natural. I mean, in life, you're trying to pay the bills. You're trying to get things done. It's so easy to get distracted.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. You know, 4th of July weekend, Christmas. Look at Christmas. They're trying to take Christmas out of the classroom.
Christ
they're
mass. Taking,
they're trying to take Christmas out of the offices and, you know, federal properties and all this, and even in private businesses. And yet they take the time off for it because it's Christmas.
Well, you know, you Unless take God could, out yeah. and then you wonder why everybody's godless. What a surprise.
Well, it's in, it's our, there's many, 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 many people that believe in God in this yeah. country. Many, many, many more than don't believe in God or a deity that does this. You know, that has kind of an overwatch, kind of a bounding overwatch for us when we're moving through life. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I hate to put it this way,
until but
it's kind of like
that
person in the high position protecting you.
I think a lot of people just don't want accountability, frankly.
Well, that could be it.
I mean, but you know what they say? There's no such thing as an atheist in the foxholes.
Well, that's what they say. Of course, you know. I've
you would know, is I, there?
I've been. We don't. It's not something you. A lot. You don't get into a lot of you know philosophical debates in the fighting positions if rounds are firing at you or if you're driving down the road and you know.
So which came first, chicken or the egg? Or look out!
Or you're standing there in front of a trench when a scud comes down or a frog comes down like 150 yards away from you, and you realize that another second. And you'd have been standing there
vaporized
right at the impact area going, yeah. Maybe you wouldn't even think that. Only thing you would hear is, whoop. Okay, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning,
good morning
and thank
journal.
You for your service.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tito. Hey, yesterday I had occasion to go to my daughter's church and listen to the wonderful orchestra and choir doing patriotic music, which is my very favorite music in the whole world. Nothing like well-done patriotic music, and her church does it better than anybody I have ever seen. They, you know, they did the typical thing, you know, the service, all the branches, theme songs, and had the, you know, when you heard your song, stand up, you know, that kind of thing. And when they do the Army, of course, I stand up and played that darn song enough. But the Coast Guard, they played the Coast Guard song. Not that many people know it. One guy in the entire audience, and it was packed. One guy stands up. I had to applaud him, you know, bless his heart.
Well, there's not that many Coast Guardies.
No, there's not. There's really not.
No, I mean, not inland.
It's unusual. But you know what was unusual? They went around and asked a couple of people what branch and what, you know, year to year, what timeline they were in the service. And the pastor there picked one guy out on purpose, and he said, I want to introduce this fella. And he explained that he was one of the first jet pilots in World War II in the German Luftwaffe. And I thought that was really interesting.
Well, I think it is, too. I wish I knew who it was. We can get him on the show. I just saw an article on it.
The ME2s.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know the guy's name, but Reading Christian Fellowship, you know, if you were to give a call over there and ask the pastor or whoever what the message is,
that's our church, too.
Well, there you go. Well, I knew that, and I had forgotten. I apologize.
Well, it's because you probably haven't seen us in a while, but we still claim it as a church. They may not claim us, but we claim it.
Well, you haven't seen me either. I only go when the music's hot.
Oh, that's...
And it is what a great choir and great orchestra.
It is. I tell you what, the Mapes brothers, I tell you what, are so good, and the pastor there, they have a lot of patriotic music and things going on. So,
yes,
okay.
They do. It's wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for your service again, Coach Bob.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. We got Jay here of our Yellow Cab Philosopher. He's going to fill us up with information over the next, 8 minutes as soon as we get back from the break. Hey, Carl in the Black, KCNR 1460. It is Memorial Day. This is when we remember, this is the official day today. Of course, it's Thursday is the official Memorial Day. But there's a lot of things going on. We're going to be reminding you of that all during the show. We'll be right back.
Thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. That song right there has a big meaning to me. I don't have time really right now to talk about it, but sometime today I'm going to tell you about that song.
We'll roll it next hour.
Yeah, roll it next hour when I have a couple minutes, because that song has a true meaning to me.
You were in Iraq at that time, weren't you?
No, I was in fact, Saudi Arabia getting ready to attack into a Kuwait the first time I heard that song. So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran, Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. This, your kitchen, bathroom, outside, fire pits, you name it, Mike Huber and the guys from Estate Granite can make your house look beautiful. Just give them a chance. Competitive prices, great work. I mean, absolutely great work. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, 241-7866. Okay, Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, talk to us why you still are standing upright.
Well, you know, you're talking about Memorial, and it's time to give a little tribute. Nancy was our president for about 30 years. She was Gary's partner.
President of the
Reading Yellow Cab. Okay. And you met Gary last time. And she brought him in as her partner after her husband died. But she passed away a few months ago. And since it's Memorial Day, it's time to remember somebody who was very special. She was a huge part of this company. She kept us going through the good times and the bad times. And, you know, we miss her very much. But now that she is gone, there's kind of a new era going on. We're working on streamlining our dispatch setup. It's a work in progress, but ways to be further competitive. We already have the van that holds 7 passengers plus a driver, and then, of course, lots of storage room. We have all the different things that we've talked about before on previous trips, you know, shopping and doing different things for the elderly who can't get out.
Yeah, you do the shopping for them. You do jumps for people's cars.
Yeah, $20. You know, you aren't going to get a tow truck to do that for $20.
Do you talk to them while you're doing it? So, I mean, so you're pleasant?
Well, you know.
So are you guys speak English?
Well, hey, you know, if they're paying, I'll sing while I'm doing it.
Okay. Okay. So your dispatching is going to be better and everything. You know what? A 3-day weekend and, you know, the 4th of July coming up and that rodeo week, we talked to police about the amount of drunk drivers. And they talked about, you know, there's yellow cab sitting out front.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting out front.
I've had it happen.
And the guys bounce off the cab and get into their car, and the police are waiting around the corner. They're not supposed to, but there they are.
We know they are. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that happen.
Okay, say you live in the farthest reaches of Reading. How much is that going to cost you?
All right. Let's say it's the farthest reaches, like you're going to Palo Cedro.
Okay, let's say Palo Cedro.
You're looking at $30.
Okay, how much does it cost for a drunk driving ticket?
Well, about $1,500.
Oh, no, easily. No, that's just maybe the ticket. Now, when you start talking
classes,
lawyers and all this, it's up. Somebody was talking the other day, one of their sons, $25,000 for a drunk driving ticket or a $30, how much, $30, $40?
Yeah.
To get you out to Palo Cedro.
Max, I mean, Palo Cedro's $30, so around town, they're going to be looking at $10, $15.
There you go.
You know, and, you know, you can either ride with us that night or you can ride with us for the next year until you get your license back. It's up to you. It's all good.
How do we get a hold of you, Jay?
You get a hold of me personally at 510-0651, and you can call the company dispatch at 222-1234.
You know what? I've used Yellow Cab, and, well, I'll just tell you why. It's because of Jay. And, you know, since we got to know you, and I've had nothing but good experiences with Yellow Cab. The cabs are clean. The guys that you're talking to are, can make, you know, they can hold conversations with you in English. I'm just telling you. I mean, it's just,
Thank you for calling Yellow Cab.
Yeah. Well, There's nothing wrong with that. At least you can talk in English.
I know, I'm just teasing.
It's when you can't speak in English and you've got to play word games to say where you're going to. And I've been in places like that before. Anyway, thanks for coming on today, Jay.
Always a pleasure.
We'll have you on many more times.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. All right. We come back. We have some really cool people out there, some really strong veterans. When we get back after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio, I'm Dave Anthony, honoring the fallen. A 21-gun Memorial Day salute moments ago at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Obama is about to pay his respects. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
It's one of those events that most captures the true spirit of Memorial Day. In a moment, the president will be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, remembering all those who gave their all in defense of their country. Elsewhere in the city, Rolling Thunder is back as thousands on motorcycles show they have not forgotten those soldiers that are still missing. Don Landis explains why he rode in from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Just to pay respects to the veterans. Take a look around and reflect.
Later today, the National Memorial Day Parade marches through Washington. Organizers pulling it off, even though sequestration cuts kept many units away. Dave?
Now, Mike, a NATO coalition soldier has been killed in an insurgent attack in Afghanistan. We don't know if it's an American casualty. We do know it's the 20th NATO troop death in May, the most in any month this year in Afghanistan. In Moore, Oklahoma.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know.
Kids singing at a prayer service last night for the 24 killed in last week's monster tornado. President Obama toured the devastation earlier in the day.
I want to urge every American to step up
and donate to the tornado victims. They are cleaning up waterlogged homes around San Antonio, Texas, where weekend flash flooding killed three people.
We got in different areas 4 to 5 feet of water inside.
A lot of homes were damaged in that area with all the water that rushed through. A 17-year-old's due in court in Oregon and could be charged as an adult, accused of plotting to attack his West Albany High School Columbine style. His classmates are stunned.
I talk to him sometimes, and he seems like a pretty nice guy.
Police found 6 bombs hidden in the teen's bedroom. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
It's the countdown to summer, and things are heating up for your ultimate adventure. That adventure begins on a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side vehicle, a Can-Am Spyder or a Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and get a 3-year warranty and up to a $2,000 rebate on select 2012 models, plus great financing. The countdown to summer adventure starts now. Visit Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo in Redding on Twin View Boulevard just off I-5 or call us at 530-275-7300. Restrictions may apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
We're learning more about one of the two knife-wielding suspects in the brutal hacking death of a British soldier last week. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live in London.
Dave, Michael Adebolajo was seen on video after the murder here in London holding knives with his hands covered in blood. It's now emerged the 28-year-old Briton was arrested in 2010 in Kenya over claims he was preparing to fight in Somalia with Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda. Kenyan authorities say they handed him over to British security services, who are now facing calls here to reveal how much they knew about Adebolajo before last week's killing. Dave.
Simon, the search continues today in a pond near Albany, New York, for a brain cancer patient missing and presumed dead after a medical flight crashed. His wife and the pilot were also killed. A fearful start to the day for passengers on a Royal Caribbean ship cruising toward the Bahamas. Fire broke out on the Grandeur of the Seas, and passengers had to rush to evacuation stations, but the flames were quickly doused and the ship has full power continuing on its way. There's a new way to get around New York City.
This could be a solution to New York's notorious traffic gridlock, going from 4 wheels to 2.
Folks who pay the fee to join the city's new bike share program get to just grab a bike from one of the kiosks all over town. You can ride around for a while, then leave it at any other kiosk. Most New Yorkers seem to like the idea.
I know that it's a huge hit in other cities like Paris and Amsterdam and other places, and I think that it's New York's turn to try it out.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says not only will the bikes get you through the traffic, you'll get some exercise. This the same mayor who pushed through that ban on large sodas. In New York, Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
An early scare for tennis star Rafael Nadal at the French Open, where he's only lost one time. The defending champ, going for his eighth title in Paris, lost the first set and had to rally back to win the tiebreaker in the second. Then Nadal cruised to a round one win over Daniel Brands. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, May the 27th. This is the day that the government has decided that we celebrate Memorial Day, even though Memorial Day officially is Thursday. There's so many events coming today. It is 8:05 this morning. I'm here with Bad Bob. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Become part of our chat room. And Bad Bob, tell us what the weather's going to be today. Tell, you know what? It's going to be good weather today, so go to all the ceremonies.
Yeah, don't let a few raindrops dissuade you. The rain's going to be off and on throughout the day. High should be around 67 degrees. Wind's not too bad, though. We will see, depending on where you're at, rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Not doing much more than damping down the grass. Showers likely tonight. They'll all taper off before midnight. Mostly sunny for you Tuesday, a high near 77. And right now in Reading, it is 56 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards out there for, pizza on Thursday, Sporting Clays. Great dinners. In fact, Sporting Clays, I just had a friend go out there. They had a wonderful time. And, 12 stations, lots, 98 shots you take out there in the Sporting Clays. Dinners, of course, entertainment, 474-5546 in Summel Vineyards. Okay, today, on the celebrated day for Memorial Day, the Anderson is going to have one that was going to be at the Anderson Cemetery. It has now been shifted to the VFW in Anderson. It starts at 11 o'clock. Longcrest will still go on at 9 o'clock.
And I was just going to say, we just had Kim Chamberlain on the phone, the most American you've ever met, and you wouldn't know that to look at her, but she is very American, by golly.
Totally American. What'd she want?
She just wanted to remind us that of the moving of the event. She's a patriot.
Oh, she is. Reading Memorial Park today on Continental Street out there where McDonald's is at 1:30. That's McDonald's, mortuary, not McDonald's drive-through. And of course tonight, Northern California Veterans Cemetery at 5:55. You're talking military music, a bell ceremony, veteran service speakers, including a World War II veteran. Special musical presentations and a flyover. And that starts at 5:55 out at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. At the Northern California Veteran Heritage Museum is free today. And this is a good day to go. It's free to go in and see what they have out there. It's tons of stuff. And, of course, Thursday, on the traditional day of Memorial Day, at Veterans Grove in front of the Reading Civic Auditorium will be another ceremony. And then we have Elizabeth on the phone. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you. And y'all have something today, too.
We do. And I was just, you know, when you were mentioning Kim Chamberlain, her story is so wonderful. She married an American soldier who saved her life, and she vowed to spend the rest of her life protecting and honoring American soldiers and veterans. And she has done that.
She has done that. She's been a vital member of our veterans community, our veterans and our veteran support community.
Yeah,
and so, you know, here's a big shout out to Kim. So, Kim, I know you're
awesome.
Listening, so we love you.
She's awesome. Anyway, at the Reading Tea Party tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, we will be honoring our veterans as well. We will be holding a rally in front of the church at 5 o'clock, signs and flags in honor of all of our military past and present, and then we will continue on to an indoor barbecue, and we're, you know, hamburgers are on us, And I really encourage people to come out and meet some fantastic people, a lot of veterans, very like-minded people, patriots who love their country, and many of them fought to preserve the freedoms that we enjoy today. So I'm really hoping folks will swing by and shake a few hands and have a little bit to eat and wave a flag with us. Again, 5 o'clock for the rally in front of the church and 6 o'clock for the barbecue. And we'll be watching a movie after that as well.
Okay.
We'll be watching War Horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't watch those movies.
They're tough. But no,
the ones with the animals in it, I have problems with that one.
It's tough.
Okay, that's tonight. Starts at 5 o'clock, Reading Tea Party out there and Bonaventure at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Absolutely. And thank you for your service, both of you.
Oh, well, thank you, Elizabeth, for everything. You know what, Elizabeth, thank you for everything you all do. I listened to your show yesterday. Scary.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And our guest yesterday was a woman who had immigrated from Iran 30 years ago, and she
voted for Obama.
Considers our Constitution to be a Bible.
Yeah, voted for Obama.
Yeah, and
the first time,
and did not the second time.
Yeah, had a real problem with that. I can understand. I can't understand the first time.
A wonderful patriot herself.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks, son. All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Commander James Gibson is with me in the studio, and we want to have him on. We're going to talk about Memorial Day and what it means to him and about the commander. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everywhere around.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot. 55 degrees out there today. It's a little rain, but it's not enough to keep you away from all these ceremonies. One in Anderson, it starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to be at the VFW. It's been changed to the VFW, so you're inside there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading, serving all of the North State. In the South State, if they'd smart, they'd come on up here. Now, if you go by 555 Cypress Avenue, you may notice something missing. The cars, the trucks. Head on down to the Civic Auditorium. You'll find them there. Great deals, super deals going on this weekend. They take great pride in the fact they also support our veterans and the true meaning of Memorial Day at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. My guest, my honored guest, Commander James Gibson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, sir, I've known you since we came into town. Every event that's going on, you are there. Every internment out at the cemetery, I've seen you there, that I've been there. But people maybe don't know who you are. And you've won all types of accolades and all this. None that you sought, but just that you've earned through your service. And you tell us who Commander James Gibson is.
Well, I came into the Navy in 1948 and went through an engineman school. And all of a sudden, I ended up in New London, Connecticut in January, shoveling snow, going through the submarine school. Got through that, went to Panama, and was on a boat from World War II, the Conger. And with all these sailors that had gone through World War II, depth charging, and I could take all day and tell you stories that they told me and stuff that they did. But these were the true heroes. We did some things during the Cold War. We've got a lot of praise for. But these fellas, when they went out for the 60, 70 days, they never knew if they were coming back or not. And 52 didn't. 52 submarines and, 3,500 officers and men. So the submarine force today has a lot of owing the people back from 1939 through 1946. And then in the Cold War, there were quite a few things done that helped to stave off any nuclear war, because if you have a deterrent and they know you're there, they are going to less likely do things. And as we go through, we have the World War II veterans are leaving us right and left. In fact, Saturday we went to a funeral for Cal Rasmussen down in Las Molinas, and he had, we got on the S-34 and so forth. But as these guys go, and now we're getting into the Korean War, I am the last guy of my vintage on the Conger. It's a lot of, to say it's a dying breed, but it is.
Now you're 83.
Yes, sir.
But you don't look like you're 83. I see you, you know, I mean, you always
I
look,
darn sure feel it.
Well, you may feel like it, but you look wonderful. You know, Commander, you're a member of an organization here.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? The Cuttlefish or the...
Okay, fine. Yeah.
I know you're... Well, I should have made that clear, because you're a member of, like, probably 40 organizations. But I was talking about the one that had to do with someone.
Well, the Cuttlefish base started... Well, let's go back. 40 years ago, the fellows from World War II had their own group and so forth. Then there were us, as we call them, Johnny come lately, said we really didn't feel that, and a lot of us feel this way, that we should join the group of World War II as associate members. We didn't do any of that, and we fell out of place. Well, a fellow by the name of Joe Negri and another one,
Bob is going to leave me. But anyway, they said, we're going to start an organization. They did. USSVI, United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated. Well, about 1995, I saw a reunion that was for a boat I was on up in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Incidentally, at Manitowoc, Wisconsin, they built 28 submarines on Lake Michigan, floated them down through the Chicago Canal into the Mississippi and out to Pearl Harbor and on and on.
Wow.
Of those, six, I think it was, didn't come back. Hmm. Anyway, I went to this thing and they said, well, you know, there's the submarine veterans, USSVI. I said, that makes sense to me. So I joined and I floundered around a while and I ended up in Mare Island Base. And we call them bases. They're chapters, but we call them bases. Well, 2000, a fellow that was on the Cuttlefish, and incidentally, the Cuttlefish was at Midway, but it was so slow, it was built in 35. It only had two engines, and they were the old MAN German engines, were not too reliable. So they were so slow, they ended up back at New London as a training ship. Anyway, Ed Lydon was on there, and he thought, and he was on the Basugo all during the war with 8 or 10 war patrols. But anyway, Ed got a hold of a couple of people, and in 2000 at the American Legion Hall in Shasta Lake, they chartered us, and we started out then with about 5 members, and now we're up to 42, and we would like to have a lot more
And this is called the USS?
It's called the Cuttlefish Base.
The Cuttlefish Base. Okay, we got to take a break. That's the only way. Okay, our guest is Commander James Gibson. Joined the Navy and went into the submarines right at the end of World War II, but served during Korea and the conflict and all through that and into Vietnam, I believe. Yeah, he did. And then he's supported so many veterans events here. He and Mary Lou, his beautiful wife. We'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired.
Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Martin and his men and women over there at Alliance Heating and Air are great. We've worked with them many times, and they are super. Give them a call at 221-2642 or look at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Great, great work they put out. Commander James Gibson is my guest. We talked about, starting the Cuttlefish Society, not society, but the base here for some mariners. But let's talk about Memorial Day, but you didn't know Memorial Day as Memorial Day when it started.
In 1936, my father was deeply involved with the American Legion. And when Memorial Day came, it was always Decoration Day, going back to its name in the Civil War. And what we would do is we would take flags and go to all the cemeteries, and there was bronze placards that would hold the flags. And, well, where I come from, it was all the way back to the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812 and on, and we would decorate literally the graves. And It was a tremendous meaning, and back then it wasn't going to the lake. It wasn't, what it was a celebration of these people. I remember we had one fellow there, Davy Clark, who was a drummer boy in the Civil War, and this built its way all the way up. Then in World War II, it became Decoration Day. I mean, it became Memorial Day. Just to finish up, we submariners do meet on the second Saturday of the month. We're looking for new members all the time. We old fellas are going to go away, and we need youth and blood in it. I heard Carl talk about it, but the 30th on Thursday at 1100, there will be a program, an hour-long program, in the Veterans Grove down below the convention center. Incidentally, one last thing. If you go to the cemetery out at Igo, you will see a beautiful monument dedicated to the submariners. If you go down to the Grove, you'll see a monument down there. This has been done through the auspices and the wonderful community-spirited outdoor creations. They build these monuments, and yes, in
great
both cases, why they're just a tremendous community-minded. Carl, I appreciate being here today, and I appreciate everything you and Linda and this whole organization does, and we submariners feel like we're a part of your organization as well.
You know, you are, Commander. And I've seen you and your beautiful bride at every event, including one day during a funeral, I think it was for Munns. As we head on down the freeway, you were there at the off-ramp in uniform holding a huge American flag, you and Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Standing there, and you were saluting as that flag went by. And I was sitting there thinking, I said, if just people had 1/10 of your patriotic desire to support veterans in this country would be much better off. And I can't tell you how much everybody appreciates you.
One thing else, when you go to these different functions, and it isn't being taught in the school, but when they play the national anthem, when they fire the rifles for dedication, when they play taps, please, please put your right hand over your heart, and if you're in the military, salute, because this is an honor.
Okay, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've been to a lot of functions that when they play the American anthem now, national anthem, where you'd see it before, they wouldn't. Everybody takes their hat off. People point to their kids, grab, take their kids' hats off and all this. So it's, you know, at least up here in Northern California, that's all I've got to base it on right now. Anyway, Commander, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Memorial Day. Thank you for your service and your patriotism.
Well, you're welcome, and the thanks right back to you.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Jeff Nelson here is going to be talking about the traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial, about getting it here, right here in Reading, on a permanent basis. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, it's Memorial Day. Take a minute and think about the sacrifices our veterans have made, that those who have died in the service of our country.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salchi Ingrasso. On this Memorial Day, President Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. And in a video salute, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said,
"These are not easy times for our country, for the world. And certainly these are not easy times to be part of our armed forces."
Ceremonies being held nationwide to honor those killed in the line of duty. Your summer vacation will cost about as much as last year's trip.
The airline industry's lobby group says domestic round-trip flights averaged $421. That's down $6 from last summer.
But once you arrive,
if you're checking into a hotel room, expect that bill to top last year's total. The average room rate is $112 before taxes. That's up about 4% from last year.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It's Memorial Day. It's not just a three-day weekend, my friends. This is a day to remember those who've fallen and given their lives in defense of this country. There's a number of different ceremonies going on today, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Patriots down there all. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And man's last stronghold, what can I say? Great people down there, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Things that are going on today. At 9 o'clock at the VFW in Anderson will be a ceremony. Longcrest today at 1:30. We're having, Anderson today will be at 11 o'clock at the VFW there. At 11 o'clock at VFW. Longcrest will be at 9 o'clock today, which is right after the show. And it's right down there on Cypress Street. You know where that's at. And it's easy on, easy off parking. So you can head out there. They've got speakers, a ceremony going there. The one at 11 o'clock at Anderson, of course, at the VFW. Reading Memorial Park, McDonald's mortuary there, is going to be starting at 1:30. And of course, out at Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO, at, up in Gas Point Road, 555. Get there probably around 5:30 so you can get a seat. And then Thursday, May 30th, of course, on the traditional Memorial Day, Veterans Grove in front of Reading Civic Auditorium, an hour-long presentation or ceremony there. And I think they have lunch afterwards. Okay. Our guest, Jeff Nelson.
Good morning, Carl.
Patriot Guard Riders. You're the parties and party and
parades.
Parades. Okay, Jeff used to be the ride captain for all of Northern California and did that for a number of years, until it, like every other man that's had that job, it wore him down. So he passed that off to Jackmo. And then now, but you're still playing a big part here. But you have got some information about, something I think everybody should get behind here.
Yes, I have been contacted by the, people that manage and coordinate the Traveling Wall, which is a replica of the Vietnam Wall, where we have the names of over 58,000 of our young men that were killed in the Vietnam War. Anyway, this year they're going to retire one of the walls, and they're looking for a home, a permanent home. And I think that we would first be a real blessing for our community to have this, and second, I think we qualify. Looking at their criteria, the questions they have before you consider your community, is your community patriotic? Well, I think everybody knows this. If you've been around here at all for any period of time, you realize how patriotic this community is with our veterans cemetery, the veterans home. Our medical here we have, and
the clinic.
Yeah.
All the, we have 40 different veterans organizations in the county.
Yeah,
not even counting the other ones up in, you know, up in the other counties that are so around, you know, that surround us.
Yeah, I want to put together a DVD for these people and a photo album and take pictures of a lot of the veteran things in the community, such as you enter the county, you know, it's Shasta County where we honor our veterans. The bridge over the Clear Creek there off of Placer. And of course, there's, 40 signs probably on the entrance to the veteran cemetery from all the different veteran groups in the community. So, we definitely are patriotic. Next is, can you give the wall a proper place with the respect it deserves? And, we're not a metropolitan city. We got a lot of open land around. And, I went and talked to the, county supervisors. Leonard Modi is on board from their organization, and then I talked to the city council, and Melissa MacArthur, she's on from them, and then the next meeting I'll go to Anderson, and then eventually Shasta Lake City. And I want to make it clear, I'm not looking for a job. I'm looking for somebody to run with this and support. And
so the position, the place to put it, though, it could be right downtown. I say downtown,
yeah.
Be out where the convention center is, or where the bridge is. So you would have, the bridge,
My choice would be down by the convention center, because it's the intersection of two major highways, easy on, easy off, a big attraction with
Sundial.
The Sundial Bridge.
Which is the word I was trying to find, and you were no help at all.
Yeah.
And you knew I was looking for it.
I know your vision.
You were
yeah.
looking for it.
Well,
my description
of the bridge is a little different than yours.
Okay, but the Sundial Bridge, where you have two highways meeting there, convention center, so there'll be a lot of people, there's parking there. But the dimensions of this is not a small thing. When you say the traveling wall, and it's smaller, but it's still,
like 150 feet long or something like that,
right.
Maybe 170 feet. It's quite large.
Yeah.
it's linear, you know, it's not high or wide, but it's linear. And, but definitely, that would be my first pick, obviously. We could also put it out at Igo to the cemetery, but that's a great place for it. But, again, that's a little off the beaten path. People have to deliberately drive out there to see it. And, the museum's going in out at the airport. There's some property out there. So there's a number of places that, we could, you know, have this. And it's not a, it's not permanent like it's in cement. If at some point in time it needs to be moved or relocated, that could be done.
That can be done. Yeah. So now, how soon can this happen?
They're going to retire this wall at the end of the year.
Okay. So what do we as a community have to do? If you've got the county board of supervisors, they'll get the rest of them on because this doesn't, this is something they'll pile on.
Everybody wants to.
And then the city council, I'm sure. So what, who else needs to get behind you on this?
I'd like, well,
do we need a petition with a bunch of signatures on it.
Yeah. And, a letter of introduction to show what we have here. And of course, with the photos and the DVD, Doug Lamoff is on board with it. So I want to get all the, you know,
get our senators, assemblymen and all that.
Yeah.
We need to get all, everybody that's, that has anything to do with this, get them on board saying how they want to have it here. And then maybe, you know, if we need petitions, let's go out and let's do this by bringing in this traveling wall, because, you know, for a number of things, one, it shows a great deal of, shows a great deal of honor to our Vietnam vets, but it's also something that will bring people here to Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come off there to look at that at the same, you know, especially if it's down there at the Sundahl Bridge.
And pride in the community. I mean, when you travel to other parts of the country and you can mention that, yeah, we have a traveling wall in our community. I mean, that's a very,
But it no longer travels once it's there, right?
You know, it'll stay, but I mean, as people go on vacations and travel to other parts of the country, something you could kind of brag about. Yeah,
of course. Now, does it cost money?
I don't think the cost is going to be great. They're donating the wall, and so it'll only be the installation of it and the maintenance, which I don't think is very much. And so I don't think it's going to be a major financial burden. As it'll be just a little commitment, that's all.
Yeah, and I'm sure that we've got organizations here that would commit themselves to keeping it clean and keeping it, you know, the grass cut around it and all that. I'm sure we would.
Yeah, the other things they want here, commit the time and maintain it and promote it. I mean, that's no question. And then they want it, educational programs and events in the city. So, as the Patriot Guard Riders, we've done a lot of things with different school classrooms. Last one we just took, fifth graders from, the little school there by, Knighton Road, and we took the fifth graders and their school bus down to Anderson River Veterans Park, and they pull weeds and planted and so forth, and we give them a little speech. So the schools of this area are not like schools in other parts of the country. In fact, I bragged to my friends that Anderson High School has a trap range.
Yeah.
School team of shooters.
Okay, now how can people get a hold of you to say they want to help with this thing?
Well, it's just started this past week,
Well, I know one thing. We want you to cut a commercial or a PSA here. We want to talk about it. We want to talk about how people can get behind this. And if we need, I know that we can get people out there if it takes petitions, get people, you know, signing these things saying, hey, bring the traveling wall here as a final resting spot. I know there's a lot of people be involved in that.
Yes.
Whether you're for or against the Vietnam War, my friends, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with paying honor to our fallen, to our dead comrades.
Right. And that, I mean, 58 plus thousand of our young men. It's just astronomical.
Yeah. And the number goes up because they keep finding
them.
And that just is in combat. What about the wounded? What about the ones that are still suffering from Vietnam right now through agony of post-traumatic stress or Agent Orange or all these? It's kind of a way, this wall is kind of a way to pay those final respects, I think.
Yeah, so if you want to see some of these men, you can go down to the medical clinic down here and sit in the parking lot, and you'll see dozens of these men still struggling with their lives.
You know, we're talking about World War II veterans are dying at an alarming rate. Of course, now it's the Korean War veterans, but it's also Vietnam War veterans are starting to pass away.
Yes,
from age, because a lot of them are getting into their 70s now.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff Nelson, thank you so much. Like I said, we'll cut a PSA for this one and run it. And how can somebody get a hold of you that says right away, I want to help?
Well, I've got my home phone. It's 410, like the little shotgun, little 410, and then 3324.
410-3324.
24.
If you want to help with this, plus I know that you're going around, you're going to be speaking at all the events, but consider you have a second home here too. If any time you've got something coming up, you've always got a spot here to talk about. Hey, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
One last thing. I was at your wedding. And that was, what, about 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Like and that. I was the best man, but she married you anyway.
Oh, Bruce Compton. Bruce Compton may fight you for that one.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll be right back.
All right.
We're coming with Missing in America Project. We're right behind this hour.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, it's Memorial Day. Well, it's not really Memorial Day, but this is the day that we use to celebrate Memorial Day, which is Thursday. By the way, it's May 30th. So today though, there's a lot of things going on. So let me run over them real quick here. The first one, of course, is at, let me find it here. The first one is at Longcrest. And that's going to be, it's on 1522 East Cypress, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock. All these are ceremonies with guest speakers and talking about veterans with veterans there as their guest speakers also. The next one is at 11 o'clock. It's in Anderson. It's at the VFW. They took it out of the cemetery due to the weather, but that starts at 11 o'clock. Then of course, Reading Memorial Park, McDonald's Mortuary on 1201 Continental Street starts at 1:30. The big one up at Northern California Veterans Cemetery starts at 5:55 tonight with a flyovers, music, guest speakers, really a great ceremony. The traditional day, Thursday, May 30th, the Veterans Grove, right here at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It starts at 11 o'clock. That's a wonderful ceremony too. Should try to go to one of these today, my friends. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. Everybody there knows what they're talking about too. They are there to help you. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street right here in Reading. And give them a call at 530-244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Fred Salante is with me on Memorial Day, or at least the day that we used to say Memorial Day. And I know it's totally confusing to everybody. Fred Salante, of course, is no stranger to Free Fire Radio. He's the founder of the Missing in America Project, the Veteran Recovery Program. Can you give everybody – good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Carl, and thanks for having me here.
Well, you know what? Thanks for taking the time. I know how busy you are, and today was probably – you might have actually had part of a day off, but So tell us about MIAP real quick.
Well, MIAP, as you know, started and founded to find the unclaimed remains of veterans and their dependents that have been left or abandoned in funeral homes or prisons or assisted living places, lots of places, even the state hospital in Oregon. So we go and have volunteers come in and go research, look through records, deal with a special arrangement with the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Personnel Records Center in Jefferson Barracks, and we verify them, and then we bury them.
This is a huge thing. This is a national organization now that you began, right?
It's actually international now. We have two Canadians and a British soldier that we've recovered to bury.
There you go. The latest one you were, I see here at Arlington National Cemetery.
Yes, this was a very big deal because the Department of Defense was opening a brand new 20,000 niche columbarium wall, and the Department of Defense, and of course it's a Department of Army cemetery. Mm-hmm. And so they called and said, we're going to dedicate this new wall, and we would like the first veterans to be buried in there to be missing in America, veterans that aren't not forgotten. And so that was quite an honor. And so I said they wanted one from each branch of service. We went out. We looked. I came back to him, and I said, look, you know, you wanted an Army officer because it's an Army post, but I have two brothers. One was a Civil War lieutenant. One was a Civil War private. Neither one of them married. They've been sitting 100-plus years on the shelves in Indiana. And I says, so if you're willing to take two Army and make it six, I have some very good candidates for you. They said, let me check, man. 5 minutes later, they were on the phone. We wanted. And, of course, those two brothers were buried in Arlington, along with a local Ryrica Marine that I took from Ryrica and got on the motorcycle and drove 3,900 miles in six days.
Another big trip there for everybody.
and then we did the service on May 19th, and one from every branch of service and two from the Army. And biggest thing was recognition for MIAP, both not only from the VA Memorials Division, but the Department of Defense.
Okay, I want to take a quick break here and show me these how quick we can make it. But I want you to tell our listeners what Memorial Day means to you.
Well, I think that it's
let's take a quick break, Bob, and we'll get right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652.
online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Wrong button.
Wrong button. That's okay, buddy. You know what? You do so many great things around here. You got to hit the wrong button now and then. It said, this is the one. Don't press F12 without permission. Hey, it's Memorial Day. At least the day that we celebrate is Memorial Day. Because, of course, Thursday is a true Memorial Day. There's a lot of things going on today, but let's go to the phones. Daniel, thank you so much for waiting.
Good morning, sir. Salute to you.
Well, salute back to you. Thank you for your service.
I just wanted to pass on my respect and my memories for all my brothers and sisters at arms who are not here and who have recently served and who have served in the past, and especially want to say welcome home to my brothers and sisters that were in Vietnam that never got the proper one.
Well, thank you, Daniel. That's so true. So true. And that's the...
You know, I was fortunate I didn't have to get into harm's way like you did, Colonel, but, you know, we were all out there.
Everybody signed that check, amigo. And whether you had to cash that or not, but, you signed it, you were ready. And that's the big thing. And that's why we honor our veterans. It's because maybe you didn't serve in the midst of combat or get wounded or that, but you were there, you were ready. And I respect all veterans, everybody that signed up, everybody that was ready to go, you were ready. So whether you're there or not to me is relatively unimportant. You were ready. So thank you, Daniel.
I also want to remember our volunteer organization, you know, like the Coast Guard Auxiliary that Bob's a part of. Those guys are all important also.
Yeah, and the different service organizations, the Military Officers of America, AMVETS, American Legion, MIAP,
USO,
Patriot Guard Riders, USO. I can't even begin to get into all of them, the VFW. I can't begin to get into them, but they all are so important. Daniel, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Fred. And we talked about Memorial Day here.
Yeah, I think that just before we left, you asked me what did Memorial Day mean to me. I think that if you look at the history of what we're doing in our group, we have almost every day that's a Memorial Day somewhere. So to me, it's a day that the rest of the nation can focus and supposedly have a train of thought that goes along with looking and thinking about veterans, about doing the things that we need to do to say thank you. And just like the caller that just called in, there is nobody that's out of the picture. If you joined the military and served and offered to up to serve wherever you were sent, it doesn't matter. And it's the same thing with us, that not only do we look at the veterans, which are always primary, but let's don't forget the wife and the dependent children of a veteran, because when we go out and look, they're as equally as important to us because they supported and did everything for the veteran.
And as we've learned lately with Debbie Sprague, Debbie and Randy, about the her fabulous book, A Stranger in My Bed, that the family lives with post-traumatic stress also. It's not just the warrior, but it's the warrior's family that, in fact, maybe even have a huger impact on. So, I mean, these are just – and we cannot forget our families.
No, and I think that's important with the current people coming back. It's more important because when somebody's running a family all alone and then all of a sudden somebody comes back after a year plus deployment, it's hard to blend in and have everything work in a smooth manner. So we do need the resources that are now being dedicated to help our returning veterans.
What we used to counsel people on is they've been writing the checkbook. They've been making the decisions. You go back in and try and step into that and see what happens. And a lot of times those are mistakes. Fred Salante, Missing in America Project. What's your next big project here? We got like 2 minutes.
Actually, the next big project is June 16th. We've got a major service at Quantico in Virginia, and we've got a major speaker. The next man underneath General Sosinski is our keynote speaker, and he actually called us to request to speak at that event.
Wow.
And so we have some big things going. We just buried 35 veterans last Monday at Dixon in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then the burial we talked about in Arlington for those heroes.
Fred, I can't thank you enough for everything
you
do. And thank you not only just for your service, but your continued follow-up of the way to honor our veterans. If somebody wanted to get on your email list or something, or should we give your blast or a phone number?
Well, the first thing is you can go to our website at www.miap.us and sign up as a supporter and volunteer. That'll get you newsletters and everything. My office phone is temporarily down because I moved offices to 3462 Bocelli Lane, but that's 530-226-9900. I can still get messages on it, even though I can't answer it, but I'll call you back. And that's basically it, Carl, and thank you for the stream of veterans. I came early just because I heard the people you had interviewed and every one of my heroes in front of me.
Well,
I know you saved either the Beauty of the Beast for now.
Well, we'll try to figure that out at some point. You know what? It's one of these days you could just take 6 hours. We have so many of them around here. I just wanted to talk about Memorial Day with heroes, with people that served. Okay. Hey, Fred, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Haven Humane. We've got a number of other little things going on, too. We're going to be talking about what's going on in D.C. Heavy and the laws going in Sacramento. Maybe not as bad, maybe worse. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Today is the day Americans pause and remember. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Obama has just spoken. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president has spent the day focused on America's fallen heroes, hosting a breakfast with Gold Star families at the White House, and at Arlington National Cemetery laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. In remarks a short time ago, the president pointed out Americans are still laying their lives on the line.
As we gather here today at this very moment, more than 60,000 of our fellow Americans still serve far from home. In Afghanistan.
The president vowing that the next Memorial Day will be the last one that will find American troops still fighting in Afghanistan. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. As Syria's civil war rages on, France has just announced